presenting another Direct from Hollywood program with star scenes and songs from Warner Brothers' latest musical production, Gold Diggers of 1935. Again, it is our pleasure to present a young star who has appeared in most of Warner Brothers' big musical pictures. He's at his best in Gold Diggers of 1935. Ladies and gentlemen, the singing star of screen and radio, Dick Powell.
Thank you. Thank you. Much of the success of any musical picture depends upon its song. And I am very happy at this time to extend my compliments to my very good friends, Harry Warren and Al Dubin, for writing three excellent songs for Gold Diggers of 1935. One is a very beautiful waltz called The Words Are in My Heart. It is filmed to a big Busby Berkeley number with dancing girls, white pianos, and spectacular formations. The girls play the pianos, which move hither and thither until, well, I just can't explain it, but I'll sing it. Maestro, if you please.
Twilight comes swinging out of the sky. Night winds are singing their lullabies. Music brings romance, that's what it's played for. That's what the night is made for. In my song of love, the moon above makes the music. The words are in my heart. My lips may be afraid to serenade you tonight, but the words are in my heart. Rose is red, rhythm are swaying, and like my heart, they tenderly sing. My dear, I love you so, and even though I can say it, the words are in my heart.
Tell you something about the story of Gold Diggers of 1935. Most of the action takes place in the fashionable Wentworth Plaza Hotel, where Mrs. Prentice, played by Alice Brady, arrives with her daughter Anne, that's Gloria Stewart, and her son Humboldt, Frank McHugh, to spend the summer. Mrs. Prentice is a very wealthy widow and as stingy as she is rich. We find her in her suite on the top floor, complaining to Dick about the hotel's exorbitant charges.
And $15, $15 for dinner tonight. It's nothing short of highway robbery.
It's a shame the way everyone tries to take advantage of you.
Oh, you've noticed it too.
Yes, Mrs. Prentice.
You're an honest, serious, intelligent young man, aren't you?
Well, Mrs. Prentice, I do try to be serious and honest, yes.
Would you like to earn $500?
Of course. Who wouldn't?
Well, I'd like a trustworthy young man to take my daughter to,
Please, Mother.
To teas and dances and the social functions she may wish to attend for the rest of the summer. And I don't know of anyone whom I'd rather trust her with than you.
$500. That would nearly pay my expenses at medical school next year.
Did I say $500?
Yes, Mother, you did.
Well, I thought I said $450. But, of course, if I said $500, $500 it is.
Well, that was the bargain. And the first thing I'm going to do is get some decent clothes. I'm sick and tired of looking like little orphan Annie. Come on, Mr. Curtis.
Well, I'm telling you, I won't be any use to you at all.
But at least you can help me decide what's what.
Now, look, wait a minute. Now, if we were sweethearts...
But we're not.
I realize that, but I mean, if we were sweethearts, I'd have the good right to tell you what's what.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, and then when you'd go shopping, why, I'd go along, and I'd even dare to...
Dare to what?
Well, I'd...
I dare to sing you this song whenever you go shopping to buy a dress that's new. Honey, I'll keep eye on the dress you try on, 'cause I'm going shopping with you. When you go to the jeweler to buy a gem or two, on your poor little finger, a ring's gonna linger, 'cause I'm going shopping with you. Lots of shoes and stockings and plenty of new chapeaux. That's what I could go for the cute little baby inside those clothes. You go and pick the cottage, I'll put the mortgage through. Honey, I don't know whether we'll move in together, but I'm going shopping with you. Where's your basket? I'm going shopping with you.
Let's go to the beauty parlor.
But why?
Oh, I need my face redone.
If they paint you, they're silly. They can't paint a lily, but we'll let them try it for fun.
We must go to the grocer's.
To the grocer's?
I might need an egg or two.
Then I'll bring home the bacon, or am I mistaken about going shopping with you? We can build a nest with sweet kisses, and then someday maybe we'll be blessed with, in the big Latin language, an A-B-B-A. Behold the finished product. Behold a dream come true. But I feel apprehensive. It might be expensive to always go shopping with.
Ah! That's Mother.
Gold Diggers of 1935 has three girl and music ensembles created and directed by Busby Berkeley, Hollywood's genius of rhythm and beauty. Never has Mr. Berkeley done anything as spectacular and exciting as the Lullaby of Broadway number in this picture. The scene is a futuristic nightclub. The singers, Dick Powell and Winifred Shaw. The cast, 200 beautiful girls and 200 dancing men. And as a finale, the Vitaphone Singing Ensemble. Okay, Miss Shaw, the Lullaby of Broadway.
Come on along and listen to the Lullaby of Broadway. The hip ray and ballyhoo, the Lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxine's, when the Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old Rome.
A table for two, a lady divine, a rhapsody blue, a bottle of wine. Then you'll listen to a siren song. Come and shuffle along.
Come and dance.
My sweetie may not let me.
Come and dance.
Why don't you come and get me?
Come and dance. Come along with us, thank God to start. And then the early
featured songs, stars, and scenes from Warner Brothers' latest musical extravaganza, Gold Diggers of 1935, which stars Dick Powell, Adolph Manju, Gloria Stewart, Alice Brady, Glenda Farrell, Hugh Herbert, Frank McHugh, Joseph Cawthorn, Winifred Shaw, Dorothy Dare, Grant Mitchell, and the famous dancing team of Ramon and Rosita. The songs are by those well-known composers Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Busby Berkeley created and directed the ensembles, which fans and critics everywhere are calling the last word in musical spectacle. This is Bill Ray saying thanks for listening for the producers of Gold Diggers of 1935.